From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. And this is a new song off the latest album from pop artist Santi Gold. In the last two decades, Santi Gold has worn a lot of hats in the music industry. College intern, talent scout, songwriter for hire, producer. But since her debut album 4 years ago, Santi Gold has enjoyed the spotlight as the artist, center stage. Her latest album is called Master of My Make-Believe. Recently, she explained to us why she got into the business behind the scenes.
I was interested in it because I thought it was a creative job that, you know, in music, which is what I always was so interested in music, but I never was interested at all in being a performer. It was such a hard process for me because, you know, I was writing songs the way that I wanted to hear them, but when another artist sings them, they come out obviously different. So that actually is what led me to start singing and doing my own music. But then after that, I got some opportunities to write for other people. And I think because I had my own music, I didn't feel a need for it to be exactly what I would do. It's interesting because it's almost like, I think of it as going to the gym, you know what I mean? Or like practicing your instrument, especially nowadays because pop music is such a specific formula.
Is there a song on this album that you think is sort of shows off your songwriting chops from those days, a kind of pop writing?
Well, I think that the pop writing that I've done, it gives me a really solid structure. You know, there's like verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, you know? Also, the sensibility of like making a hook that really is going to be, you know, something that stays in your head, something that's accessible. But then, in my own music, within that structure, then I really play around. I can hear you calling. I'm reaching you my hand. I can hear you now. I can hear you calling. And I say,
I find I walk away from this song with that little hey, hey, hey stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
That's good. That's good.
Tell me a little bit about this tune.
There's two types of songs for me. It's like one that writes itself pretty much immediately. Like I sang this melody out of my mouth exactly as it is the first time, you know, and the lyrics came in like 10 minutes. It's just one of those songs that's so personal. It's just like cathartic, the process. And, you know, so it was just kind of like a journal entry and it was really emotional.
What's the other type of song?
The other type of song is a song that takes 3 months to get the lyrics down, and then you piece it together, and it's not right, and you just work and work and work until finally one day it's finished, you know, which is a whole different process. It's more of a, you know, I don't know if you ever do any kind of artwork. It's like some things are just
I certainly get writer's block.
Yeah,
I don't know if
you
that's
know,
what you're talking about.
It's writer's block, and it's just maybe an idea that's forming as you're doing it, you know, and it keeps changing and you keep getting close and then you rip away one layer and add something different. So some things take a really long time and some things are just so immediate and so straight from the heart. And this song was the kind of just like came out exactly as it was meant to be.
You talk about writing these songs and it being very personal to you. And there are some lyrics that do sound very personal. And I'm thinking of the song God from the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Where the lyrics sound like sort of the talk you give yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, it's a total pep talk song. You can make it alone if you try till it become home. I know you'll sing it. You can make it alone if you try to never see you fight till you make it out. You know, in literature, when the author just like puts himself in the story and talks to himself, I'm thinking of Kurt Vonnegut. I think it's Breakfast of Champions, and he's the main character sitting in a bar, and this guy is staring at him, and it's actually Kurt Vonnegut, and he's like, you're afraid you're going to end up like your mother. You know, talking about his mother that committed suicide. And it had nothing to do with the story, but I totally got what he was like, where are you taking the story, you know? And so that just resonated with me. And the first thing that came out of my head was like, you can make it alone. But I was trying to change the lyrics forever, but I couldn't change it. And I was like, that's because that's what this song is supposed to be saying. You can make it alone, if you try, till it become home. I know you'll sing it. You can make it alone, and if you try, they'll never see you fall, till you make it out.
You've talked about striving in the industry, and I'm curious about what it's been like for you, because you don't fit into the kind of R&B pop diva image that's out there now, or even with all of the genre-hopping kind of disco queens that are out there, for lack of a better term. But big artists are using similar influences as you are, but you seem to take it in a different place.
Yeah, it's a challenge because I think it's a really strange time for music right now, because I feel like the lane has become so narrow for what we consider pop music and what's playable on the radio and what's like top 40. I'm hoping to sort of knock down the walls and broaden the lane a little bit more for music that is pop music, actually at the heart of it, and is just kind of refreshing. It tries new things and talks about different things, and it's a challenge. Sometimes I have to sing the song to myself, you know, keep going, you're doing something important, because I don't know, it's a lot more work and it's a lot sort of less avenues, and you have to find creative ways to get your music heard.
Santi Gold, her latest album is called Master of My Make-Believe. She joined us from the NPR studios in New York. Santi Gold, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
This is NPR.